Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KVNF's live call and gardening show. It's Tuesday. I'm your host, Jill Spears, and I'm here with, yes, our favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu. Good evening.
Gosh.
Yeah,
good evening, everybody.
Exhaustion is setting in.
Right?
And we got 2 months to go.
Yeah.
2 months to go. Yeah, it's the last Tuesday of August. And oh boy, I just love this time of year.
I
think
do too.
Better
Everything
than spring.
Is coming ripe at
oh,
once and
heavens.
Yeah.
Light is so beautiful.
Yeah, the shorter days, the light changing, definitely the way it's in your yard every day and in your garden every day.
Yeah, and it's cooler. That's bringing out the sugars and everything.
I was going to ask you about that because this is sort of that weather pattern that's really pretty hot days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
rough.
Pretty
you know?
Cold evenings, especially that early morning and that breeze. Is,
Man, it was.
Woo, yeah.
My baby. My house was freezing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good now. It's up to about 73 now, but but it was really cold. So, but the thing is the sun is just cooking everything still. It's so intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, you just can't back off on the watering.
Right, because it's drier than...
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
it's just
are we
intense.
In single-digit humidity?
That's no.
No?
Oh, we're not.
Oh, wait,
I haven't
I'll
looked
check.
At that. Yeah, check that out.
Okay.
Check that out.
It feels like single-digit
yeah,
humidity.
Some of those days it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then that wind starts blowing and it just...
Nope, 17%.
Oh, okay.
10% now.
Okay.
Yeah. 10%. Oh, 10%. We're pretty
That's pretty low.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so I'm just
water
watering.
Going, yeah.
If I'm home, I'm watering.
Right.
Yeah.
Just keep it rotating.
Keep it moving around and yeah, just...
I'm going to give... the phone numbers, because it is a live call-in show. We're here to take your questions and comments.
Love it.
And
we love it when you call in.
Yeah.
So don't be shy.
Just what's
Just
going on.
Just because your voice is going to be heard over 10,000 square miles or whatever it is. You know, just don't
We'll give the phone
and
numbers.
And someone will recognize you. 970-527-4868. 1-866-KVNF now. You can email worm@kvnf.org. And, okay, talking about the weather and fall cleanup already underway. And
yeah.
I think that's what you're saying. Harvesting, cleaning up, still a couple months to go. Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Yeah, but if you do it a little bit at a time.
Coming at once.
Yeah, but at the fall cleanup, if you do it a little bit at a time, it's not overwhelming.
And so that would be what? Some of the... things like your daylilies that are spent and just different things like that.
I had a friend over and we pulled out all of the spent bachelor button. Because they lay over, they smother everything else that's trying to come up. And their seeds are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal.
The annual bachelor button?
Yes, the annual. Yeah. And the annual.
Annual?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're whacking and hacking.
Yeah,
you know?
I am. I'm. You know, I looked out and I just can't stand how ragged it looks anymore. And the Rio Grande garden, like you're saying, the daylilies, I'm going to dig those out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've been saying that for 2 years, but I dig them out all the time anyway. And
is that where your myrtle problem is?
Oh, the myrtle
oh, that's
is
on a different
not
side.
A problem.
Oh,
except for where it's gotten across the path under the grape arbor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's thick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's thick.
But it's going to be – it's easy to maintain because it's just the runners. It's not
– So you just hack that back and you're good to
go. Yeah, you just go in there with your fingers and go chick, 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 chick and hack it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love that ground cover.
That's what's nice about that is it's on top of the ground.
Yeah,
it's not. It doesn't. It's not going underground, and you have to dig it up. It's right there on top of the ground.
Oh, all the runners are
right on
right,
top of the ground.
Right on top.
Nice.
And wherever a leaf comes up, a root goes down. At every joint. Right.
Yeah, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but it's tricky. It's tricky. Myrtle's tricky because so much of it lays on top of itself, and where it's gone under the grape arbor there, yeah, it's just all laying there. And if I left it, sure enough. But
yeah,
right now, it won't.
It hasn't rooted.
Yeah, it won't root that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the, what do you call it? the wood chips anyways.
So. Yeah, so it'd have a hard time getting through
the
wood chips.
Yeah, it has a hard time. But any place where there aren't wood chips and it lays down, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just looked at a spot today and said, you know, I just might let it go there.
Let it wander. Myrtle yeah. Bean, Vinca.
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 The Vinca, the magic Vinca. I mm-hmm. swear, that stuff, what a godsend. Because you don't have to do anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you've got a spot where you just want to ignore it, and it can take shade, it doesn't like blazing sun.
But, yeah, if you keep it watered, it will
But it will tolerate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's just, oh, man.
You've got some nice shade where yours is located. All, yeah. All over.
That whole side is
shade. Yeah, another, there's another ground cover you don't hear too much about is ajuga.
Ajuga.
Yeah, you know, that's a little tricky, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like some places and it doesn't like others, but it's purple leaf with Ooh. Light blue flowers.
Yeah, it's really pretty in
pretty.
The spring.
And it can.
What does it like? What sun
semi-shade.
Shade? Semi-shade, yeah. Same thing.
But you're going to probably have to get a little bit more moisture to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been meditating on this, and I'm the hill strip at my house, the part right in front between the sidewalk and the road,
right.
really looks bad. But I can't decide what to put in it. But I was thinking the original plan was lismachia, the...
Lismachia.
Moneywort.
Mm.
Is that what... Wait, is it called money? Yeah, money. Wait.
You got me.
Okay, lismachia.
Lismachia.
Whatever. But it too, that's another one that it's going to get plenty of shade, but boy, where it goes out towards the fire hydrant... Not so much. It's going to get that blistering mm-hmm. afternoon sun.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, that is a hell strip. So is this just a lot more hardy uh-huh. than these other
yeah,
two?
Well,
less water requirement?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, it's a hard strip to maintain.
It's really hard to maintain. But the lismachia is okay because it when it does flower, it's gorgeous. And if you can keep water on it, it's really happy. And it chokes everything else out.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, voila.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in that respect, you don't have to mow it. All you have to do is keep it from going where you don't want it, which is really easy. You just cut it. It's a lot like the Vinca, but it sits closer to the ground.
Oh, okay.
Much closer to the ground.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So.
Lismachia it is.
Good ground cover.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, 527-4868-866 KVNF now, worm at KVNF.org. And Sarah from Hotchkiss is on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, gardeners. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I am calling because we have some Brussels sprouts in our garden.
Uh-oh.
And they look beautiful, but I don't have any Brussels. And I was wondering if you guys have any pruning tips for what I can do to get those plants to start putting on those little Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I might have to look it up.
I don't think I've ever had that problem.
Do they pull the leaves off at some point, the lower leaves?
And I've heard something about topping them, but I feel like there's a pruning technique or something that I don't know.
No,
I've seen them 5 and 6 feet tall on the northwest coast of California, and all the top was never topped, but all the leaves, side leaves, were pulling off.
All the side leaves. Okay,
so
maybe pull them from the bottom?
Yeah.
Go from the dirt up.
Okay.
And look around and see if there's any little nubs in there, any little... buds that are going to start budding, and if there are, whatever you do, don't knock those off. Because then you for sure. I thought, I thought you were going to talk about aphids.
Yeah, that's.
I don't have aphids yet, but it's still early.
It's still early.
Yeah, it is a little early. Yeah.
You might try fertilizing with manure tea.
Okay.
But once every 2 weeks. Don't do it every week.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's near the end anyway. How tall are they? How big are they?
They're about waist high.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're good. Louise. They're going to start making sand.
Yeah, they should.
I was hoping with these cooler nights they'd start kind of putting
that in the shorter days.
Yeah.
Because the ones I saw was midwinter, the northwest coast.
That's the northwest
coast doesn't freeze.
Yeah, it's so Mediterranean almost.
Well, and speaking of pests taking over, I just wanted to share this little success. We have a 17-foot winter squash.
Oh,
my gosh.
This is
the most epic I've ever grown. But I had heard, I can't remember if it was Lance or Lulu, but somebody said that if you waited until July to plant your squash, you could skip the squash bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I planted this guy June 30th, and this is the most voracious squash I've ever had, and I haven't seen a single squash bug.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Good.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Good timing. Perfect timing.
And if it's that fabulous, it sounds like you put it in some pretty good dirt as well, which is the rest of the story.
Yeah. I planted some late just because I think the plants died off or had some, and they're doing wonderful. Just two hills, maybe three hills, but yeah, it's pretty amazing. They did really, really well.
I can't believe how long they get.
Yeah. I even transplanted some yellow squash, and I really was pushing the envelope, but they're fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
They made it. And yeah, it's a good year for squash, I think, if you don't have the buggies. But
yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all you guys do and all the tips.
Okay. All right,
so
Sarah,
welcome.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And listening.
I'll talk to you later. Mm-hmm.
That's our friend Sarah down at the Seed Library.
Yeah.
Hotchkiss.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you
so
know what?
Interesting.
I was going to say something about that. Seeds and libraries and so on. If you have water, if you have access to water and you've got dirt, plant something, okay? Because it's crunch time here on the old planet Earth. Just plant something. Because whatever it is that's green is going to absorb CO2 and release oxygen. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's my I wanted to make sure
and
I said that.
Thank you.
Every single person needs to eat.
Not only every single person, but everything is somebody's dinner.
Yeah. Everything.
Right.
Everything.
So get on the train and do something about the crisis that we're in. Because
there you go. And once you do it, just draws you in. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it does.
It's so fun to sit here.
You got to have hands like mine.
There you go. Let's see them today. Whoa.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, they're doing good.
I'm working towards the end of the season there.
Yeah.
Two more months to go. We're going to get you a manicure for Christmas.
All right.
970-527-4868, 1-866, KBNF now. And it is Doug on the line with the Farm Report. Hello, Doug. What's going on tonight?
Well, I figured the outdoor season had another, until November 27th. So what's that, 90 more days? Just depends
on
what
you're 90 more days.
Yeah, something like that.
And last year was frozen, you know, maybe 3 weeks earlier. The year before that, it was a couple weeks later.
Hey, Doug, but, could you turn your radio down just a bit?
Oh, yeah, I can turn it off.
Super, thank you.
There you go.
Oh, way better. Thanks.
But, I'm just sitting out in the field here. We're planted, probably 500 row of strawberries. The brassicas are doing well. Planted, there's probably 300 cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and then all the squash are just root like crazy.
Same thing, huh?
That acorn's got 8 and 10 on them. I mean, there's some state fair bushel basket-sized leaves on some of them. And then there was some willy corn that blowed over because it was on the west edge, and there's a couple of years there I stripped back, and they're 9 inches, and and beautiful. The corn's about 4.5 feet tall, and the ears had a little bit of light earworm damage, but was very surprised.
Awesome.
Lots of squash. Counted 70 pumpkins in a 120-foot row. Got 50, 60 of the big giant spaghetti sauce squash. Everything's going up to Mount Fuji TP. we're about ready to hang the ballet slipper in homage to the Holocaust of the Indians. So, no, it all looks good.
Oh, great.
The dog, my part-time dog, comes over. I can't feed her because she's got a bowel issue. But anyway, she comes to visit anyway for the pet. But that's my report. And, I hope you have a very long fall.
Okay, thanks, dog.
All right, so a lot going on. Thank you very much. Good to hear.
And,
all right. Bye. Again, just everything coming on for everybody. That's what's going on there.
They got a big garden over there. And
sounds like it, boy. Some different stuff going on. And again, the squash just going crazy. And the berries are going crazy right now, too.
Yeah.
Berries are just... Okay, we're eating. Well, I've been eating plums and apricots all day long.
Those white apricots are pretty incredible.
They're so good. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those seeds are the ones that taste a little almondy.
Yeah,
You still have to crack them open, though.
You have to crack them open.
Uh-huh.
You use a hammer, you just whack them?
No, I just use a nutcracker.
Genius.
We thought you'd have some other kind of tool.
No.
You know you. Okay, 527-486-8186 KVNF now. Last week we didn't talk about and wanted to talk about Canadian thistle and that fungus and what you can do with it, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, what was that in July? I went to that talk at the research station, and it was about biological control of thistle. And it's a fungus that attacks the roots. And this is the time of year you start looking for diseased or sickly-looking plants. It'll be like a rust on it.
Yeah, it's spotty.
Yeah, and stuff. And you want to harvest those plants, cut them up in little smaller pieces, and dry them out. And that rust is mainly going to be on the leaves.
Okay.
You know, but anyways, you can and cut as much as you can. And then come... late October or something like that, and you're going to wait. Hopefully, the secret to this whole thing is dew on the new plants that are just coming up. And how do we know if it's going to be dew on the ground or not? So you might go ahead and water, and then you would dust these where the patch is on those new plants. And that fungus, root fungus, will go down into the plant, and you only have to do one application. But it will take up to 4 years, but it will kill that entire patch of thistle.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so this is the time to look for the diseased plants.
Yeah.
Dry it up.
Yeah. I had some in my health strip, diseased thistle. And it's like when you start to panic about disease on your tomato. It's the same kind of thing. It gets brown. The leaves wilt. Curl in, and they've got little spots all over.
Little spots on them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. So there you are. You grab that, right? Mm-hmm. You cut those, and you dry them.
Dry them, and they showed a photograph of it, and they were drying them in paper bags. No plastic because that just makes them rot. But open paper bags,
So they can breathe and
breathe and dry out.
And then inoculate it with some dewdrops in late October.
They ground them up. I'm sure you put it on a sheet and stomp it, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Or just...
take it out there.
Yeah. You know, when I process stuff in a paper bag, I do a nettle and things like that, I just use a scissor and go in there and keep chopping on it.
Right.
Okay.
You know, until it gets real fine. And if you've dried it out, it's going to be...
Shreds pretty easy.
Yeah, it's going to be powdery spicy. Anyway. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But you don't get the powdery, the plant itself, the thistle. You don't get that stuff wet.
No.
You dry out your thistle, you don't get that wet again.
No, you're going to dust the wetted plants.
The wet ground.
Yeah.
Whether you've sprinkled the night before or there's a dew on the ground. The dew is the secret thing. If it's dry, it's not going to work.
Right.
Inoculate. So if you don't have dew, you just water it. Just sprinkle it down.
Yeah.
So flood irrigating wouldn't work. You'd have to get
It'd be better with a sprinkler.
Yeah.
And just do it for an hour, you know, at night. Mm-hmm. It'll be moisture in the morning.
A little moist.
Yeah.
You don't want to wash it off, so you want to do it the night before, water, and then dust the plants in the morning.
Sounds like a miracle cure, I mean, for that problem.
Canadian yeah, they thistle. Showed a field in Grand Junction that was nothing but Canada thistle. And in 4 years, it was a hay field.
Oh, my goodness. Right. That's amazing. It's good I've to know.
One application.
Right. And I've also heard that, I wonder if they plowed it up and...
No.
No, huh?
No.
They just left it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
All right. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Haven't heard from this listener in a while. It's Phil Fettuccini up on Redlands Mesa. Good evening.
Well, hello.
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 What's going on with you?
Well, I'm spending most of my time working on the East Coast, and I have been for a while, and there's a bush / tree there called a crepe myrtle that I really like. Will they live here?
I've seen them here and there, Grand Junction, maybe Delta, but not Hotchkiss or the North Fork. Let's see. I have not seen them at this end. Crepe myrtle has a smooth, shiny bark that people really like, and it peels off. And some light flowers.
And they bloom late.
Yeah.
In fact, they're blooming now, right? The ones in my yard back east are blooming right now.
Wow.
They're blooming up and bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're blooming like now.
That's really late.
And what?
Yeah, so when I come back someday, I was just wondering if I should schlep some back here or not.
I would say go ahead. What you're probably going to have the biggest hardest time is too much sunlight.
So you might have to
shade it or plant it on the north side of the house or on the north side underneath the north side of trees or a fence. That'd be especially the winter sun's what's going to burn that south-facing side of the crepe.
Well, that's a good. I got some of that.
Okay.
Well, good. Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm
all
sick. I can't wait to come home.
Good. Be glad to have you home.
Okay. So, you know what I always say about things like that? Try it.
Go ahead.
Right. Go for it.
Schlep it home, Phil.
Schlep that home. Get it on back in.
Yeah. I mean, I have a fig tree that survived the winter. I mulched it. But it's 3 or 4 feet. It's not going to have figs on it, but it's sort of fun that it's actually surviving.
Right. You never know.
Yeah. It would be something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. All right. See you, Phil. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah, just go for it.
Right?
Know?
That's
and the trick
surprise,
is
surprise.
Try some different spots.
Yeah.
You know? There you go.
One over here, one over there. One down in the valley, one up on the hill, you know, whatever. I looked it up. I don't have what do you call those, zone yet, but I'm still looking.
Okay. While you do that, we're going to talk to James in Crawford.
Excellent.
Hi, James.
Hi. Hey, I've got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
One is I'm terracing a hillside with railroad ties, and I wanted to plant apple trees and other trees in there. Is that likely to cause a problem because of the creosote in there?
Actually, it's pretty nasty stuff. But the apple trees are going to be deep-rooted, so they're going to go down below the effect. Just this, keep this in mind. Railroad ties are considered toxic waste by the state landfill. And that it's not just all the creosote, but it's also – I don't know how often, talk to anybody that lives on the railroad tracks, how often they spray the railroad tracks.
Sure.
You know, so you can't do it that way. Like I said, the apple trees will be deep rooted below that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I already have them, so I'm probably going to terrace it. And whether the trees go in there or not, it'll probably get terraced by then anyway.
Yeah.
I love railroad ties.
I know.
There's not a lot to hate about them. But just don't plant
anything.
Right.
Just don't plant anything.
Unless you have to lift them.
Yeah. And then there's that. Don't plant anything you're going to eat.
Okay.
Apples I would eat.
Yeah.
Well,
it's actually that. It's if you're eating leaf or root crops that are near that. And you're eating the fruit doesn't seem to absorb that kind of stuff. It's more in the leaves and the roots.
And it's deep-rooted, like you said.
Okay,
question two.
Okay. Question two. I've got one apple tree now, and I never used to get worms in it, but now I get some kind of a worm that goes in there and then it's gone, but it's still full of, it's all like chewed up on the inside of the apple. It's not the first time you've heard of this.
No, it's when I first started planting apples, I didn't have any worms either. And the cuddly moths eventually find you.
They find you.
Right.
And that's what it is. They've gone in, done their thing. And we have several generations a year, three or four. So that's what that is. And hopefully we do not have an apple maggot in Delta County yet. I don't think it's in Mesa County yet. But that's also another one to look out for.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So what approach do you take for that? Just hope for the best?
No. Actually, there's a really concentrated, in the stores you can get this stuff that's already somewhat diluted called spinosad. We'll go online, look for spinosad, and it's very concentrated. It's seemingly
S-P-I-N, that's how you spell it?
Yeah, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad, or maybe it's A.
Oh, okay.
And you can call any of the organic orchard guys.
Just going to say that.
And you can get the exact name and where they get it. But you use very, very little. So even though it's expensive by weight.
I think I used some of that on, I had some kind of tent caterpillars or something on a different tree.
Yep.
That's the same stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be. It also could be Bacillus thuricide for the caterpillar.
But do you spray this spinosad early?
You'd have to spray it. You have to monitor the flight of the cowardly moth. So you have to put a moth trap up.
There's traps.
And so you would, when you start to see moth activity in the trap, that's when you spray.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can get that too. It sounds complicated, but it's just getting set up, and you'll be fine.
Right. Once you see it, then you're good to go.
Okay. And one more question. I went in this terrace that I'm building. It used to be a gravel pit at one point. And I dug down, there's rocks and there's clay, but there's also some material that's like gray, white-looking material. And I'm not sure what that is. Any ideas?
Huh. Gray, white material. Like, and it was a gravel pit?
It was a gravel pit at one point, yeah.
So
I'm not sure if this is...
I think
it's probably where they didn't dig, but it may be where they have dug. But it's like a layer. There's like a rocky layer and then a clay layer and like that.
Sounds clay.
I just think it's the way the river or whatever deposited that. And I think it's just a type of silt.
Material in it.
That or it could be gypsum or...
Well, wherever they wash the gravel, it could be the silt and stuff they've washed out of the gravel.
Sure.
And that's the other thing it could be. It's not going to be.
How would you tell if it was gypsum?
It'd be real powder. I don't think you could. Yeah. I'm just thinking that's white and powdery, but. And it could be, what's the stuff that's all over
caliche.
There?
Caliche.
It could be caliche. Well,
caliche would be impermeable. It wouldn't, you'd be hard to get it out. Mm. It's in a gravel pit. Caliche is the sign of hard pan, and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And he's in a gravel pit, so there's not going to be caliche in a gravel pit. That's
right. Well, it wasn't all. I'm not sure how big the gravel pit was, but at some point there was a gravel pit here, and they just moved it all out and put a house in here and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what was where, but that was apparently here at one point.
Yeah, it could either be the way that gray stuff could either be the way the earth put it down, or it could be, like I said, when they washed the gravel. It could be coming from that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But it'd be full of minerals. Full of minerals as long as you put in a lot of good organic matter.
Right.
To make it available.
Is it hard or is it just flaky, soft? Does it get hard when you put water on it or anything?
It was sort of like the clay. It didn't seem like it was really light material. It seemed like a heavier material.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was. They might have been crushing granite or something. It might be some kind of granite. Mm-hmm. Fine granite dust or something. Who knows?
Granite dust.
Oh, that's really good stuff, though.
That would be great.
Granite, yeah.
Organic. Well, I can dig some out and put a plant in and see if it dies, I guess.
Try it. That's Lulu's approach. Yeah.
See what happens, right?
Okay.
All
right.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Well, good on you.
Yeah,
all
good deal,
go for
James.
It.
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for the help.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good evening.
Appreciate the call. And I do love Railroad Tide Terrace.
They,
areas.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. They're treated with the creosote. They don't rot.
Yep.
They last for a long, long time.
They last for a long,
long
time.
You got to make sure that one of the things when you're building those kind of terraces, as I've seen one, and it's all falling out on the hillside, well, they didn't put what's called a dead man.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing into the slope and tied into that so that it can't get pulled out or pushed out by the slope.
Oh, sure. You see that a lot, don't you?
You got to have what's called a dead man.
Mm.
A piece of piece of railroad tie. It doesn't have to be the full length, 2-3 feet, so that the dirt on top of it holds it in plate. So the whole thing.
Holds the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that is a whole half an hour just whizzed by. Had some great callers tonight. We appreciate that so much.
Yeah, we do. I still haven't found Lagerstornia.
We want to remind everybody that coming up this Thursday, day after tomorrow, up at the Agricultural Research Station.
Rogers Mesa.
Mesa. It's the grand opening up there, celebration. So at 9 a.m. that starts up. And you're going to be up there supporting that, Lance.
Yes.
And Don
will
Leroux
be
from the Whole Seed Project. And Zephros Farm is going to be up there talking and all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We're just so fortunate to have that facility in our area and it being organic. And so go up there if you can support that. Thursday morning, it starts 8:29 is the date, 9 a.m. is the time. All right.
I got it. It says that it might grow in zone 5, it'll grow in zone 6. It depends on the species. There's a lot of different species. So there you go.
What is this?
The
grape myrtle.
The grape myrtle.
That
okay.
Phil myrtle. Wanted to bring back from
it's
East.
It's actually
so
not
he,
grape. It's crepe.
Crepe.
Crepe by me.
Crepe,
yeah.
Suzette.
Did I say grape? I'm so
it's
I
easy.
Said,
don't.
I said grape and crepe.
Okay.
At the same time. Okay. On that note, we'll be back next Tuesday as the Worm Turns, and it's Sally coming up with One Woman's Perspective next on KVNF. Thanks for listening.
All right, have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
You've got a cute fast pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, low little.